Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Happy 4th of July to everybody in the whole wide world because, you know, the United States is not just a place that celebrates its own independence, but it celebrates the ability of our country over its history to bring independence and liberty and security to, I mean, just about the whole world. If you think about our decisive impact on world wars and other matters, but you know, we always think of it just as us, but it's a little more than that if you really think about it long term. Thank you to everybody who filled in for me last week. Michelle Salzman did such a great job, you know, interviewing what the future lieutenant governor may be, Senator Jay Collins, and Wilton Simpson, who's fantastic. Had a chance to meet him when we were at the RNC, and you know, to Todd and Walker and, of course, Bobby on Friday. I love the when I come back from vacation, I usually what I do is I download some of the podcasts from the show and I kind of just get a sense of what people were doing. And, you know, and some things I listen to the full of it because I'm always kind of curious. Like I listen to the, you know, I basically listen to everything Michelle did because I was curious. Some of the interviews she had were really interesting, especially the stuff with Wilton Simpson talking about the development rights transfers and the FFA, because 4-H and FFA, as this city kid will tell you, are like the same thing in my head, only because I didn't grow up with either one of them. I grew up with Boy Scouts, you know, and so to me, I still have to remind myself, well, they're not the same. Anyway, but some of the things that they did with FFA, I thought that was really interesting. Like, for instance, that they didn't get participation during the week from many kids in Florida going to events for Future Farmers of America because the schools wouldn't give them the credit, the time off. And so they had to pass, it wasn't clear whether it was a law or whether it was more of a guidance piece from the Department of Education saying, no, if they're going to FFA stuff, you have to give them the time off. Oh, okay, fine. And now they participate. Like, duh. How could you not give kids credit for time off going to an event that's educational like FFA stuff? Same thing for the, you know, building the barns on the campuses of a school. I thought, well, I mean, if a school wants to build a barn so they can have FFA stuff, of course they should. Anyway, that was just, it was interesting. And then, you know, always listen to Bobby is always fun. And, you know, I love the vintage radio.
Enjoy that Friday?
That was funny. Welcome back from the grave, Bobby. Yeah. Like how they define a classic car as more than 25 years old, and that means what, before 2000? Is a classic car.
Classic.
It's classic. So your Honda Del Sol is a classic car. You know, like what? It's crazy. Oh, my goodness. It's good to be back, John. Thank you for filling in. And thank you also for BJ who filled in while you were gone.
Yes.
We were both very weird, rare thing. It's
right.
Usually, but you had a kind of an emergency you had to deal with. And but your son's better now.
Yes.
Much better now.
Yes.
Outstanding. We were all very concerned about him. You don't normally get both of us gone. We actually have this may be of interest to some of you. We kind of have a rule here that only one person from an on-air team can be on vacation or be out at a time. But, hey, emergencies happen, you know.
Yeah.
And PJ did a great job filling it, as he always does. Oh, my God, these floods. Oh, my God. I woke up on, must have been Saturday morning. And, you know, just looking at my phone. And I know that the numbers are horrendous, okay? You know, we're approaching, 100 people almost now, not quite, that have been declared deceased. It looks like those girls that they were looking for probably all died it's unfathomable what happened. And I know there's been a lot of, you know, who's to blame, who's at fault. That river rose 26 feet in 45 minutes. There's no warning system available. There's, you know, there was one thing I was reading that had is talking about they had looked at putting in a flood warning, like a tornado warning, because that is a known flooding area. It's flooded really badly several other times in history, and you know they everybody knows this is a flood prone area. Okay, it's a river that runs through Highlands, and you know you're not from that area.
No, but
from,
I know about that area.
Okay,
and let me just say, Texas is not set up for flash floods. I mean, Arlington and Dallas, if they get some heavy, heavy rains, we've got roads flooded out. Six Flags would flood out. So we just, and that area is just south and central, and so they can't handle the rain like we can. Like it just soaks in the ground here, there.
It's just dry, hard packed ground.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So it all it can do is, it's not quite true like this, but it's as if it were all covered in asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to think of the difference between what happens when we get a rain and they get a rain. And look, we can have flash flooding here. Of course, you've seen it, right? 2014 and other times, okay? But it's different only because the same problem creates far greater risk because the rain has to go somewhere. And if you get, and there some places I saw 20 inches in one place, but, you know, 6 to 12 inches of rain over this massive area in a, you know, very, very short amount of time. And as a kind of the kind of the math understanding of why this happens is it's a little mind boggling. But, you know, 6 inches of rain doesn't seem like a lot, or even 8 inches. You say, well, that's it's a lot, but it's not. You know, how could it make 26 feet rise? And, well, because all the rain in if you got a hill area and it all runs somewhere. So it runs into the tributaries and then it runs into the feeder, into the main river. It's massive volumes of water. I mean, I saw one meteorologist estimate, what did he says something like 3 trillion gallons or something. I mean, you just can't comprehend the amount of water. And it all has to go somewhere. Well, if it all runs together into this river, it's basically a tidal wave. It's basically, I mean, you saw some of the video of these bridges getting hit and it was nothing. And then the people are at the edge and they're kind of backing up and backing up. And I'm like, I wouldn't even be there if I were you. But in the middle of the night, in a campground, and apparently this river has got plenty of these campgrounds for like 100 years. It's a place where just, you know, fish camps and Bible studies and places.
Youth camp.
Yeah, youth camps where people just horrible, terrible things sometimes. I mean, this is not a very satisfying answer, but sometimes horrible, terrible things just happen. I mean, what would you do in the middle of and I think one of the issues, and this is not a blame, it's just an assessment. If it's, you know, 3 a.m. and you're, even if you're the camp counselor, even if you have your NOAA weather radio on, even if you catch the third alert, the one that goes from, you know, watch to warning to emergency. I didn't even know there was an emergency as a third option available. I work in this industry. If a flash flood emergency alert came in, I wouldn't know what that meant. John, had you ever heard that before?
I've never heard that. I mean, I had to go through our EAS and just look to see if that even existed, and it does.
Right. And is there such a thing as a tornado emergency? Is there such a thing as a hurricane emergency or a tropical storm emergency? And I don't know the answer even. But I heard that and I thought, well, that sounds really high. But if you're, you know, it's 5:34 in the morning, Kerr County and the Guadalupe River get a flash flood emergency alert from National Weather Service, Austin, San Antonio. They had 5 people on staff. It's normally 2. So they were prepared. You know, they knew something big was happening or could happen. And then all of a sudden you get this, as I said, this emergency alert. And I mean, that's actually the name of the alert. It's called a flash flood emergency. Okay, so let's say you're a camp counselor and you're responsible for, you know, a few dozen or 100 kids or whatever. And you got other people. And even if you're aware, which is unlikely, but even if you're awake, you get the alert. You know, what do you do? You don't know it any better than anybody else knows it. And you probably think, well, you know, sure, flash flood. You know, we get flash flood alerts. How do you react? I mean, you note it. And if you live by a river, maybe you do something. But most human beings don't, because we get them all the time. And you don't really think anything of it particularly. Now, that's been one of the criticisms, is maybe National Weather Service gives them out too easily. But I just don't think you can, there's nothing you can do that would really have, in my opinion, okay, very amateur, just a civilian looking at this horrendous situation. It's hard to imagine anything that could have been done in the middle of the night with all of these different people. You know, and I know the sheriffs went door to door and tried to warn people, and good, and they, I'm sure, say, and they saved like 900 people rescued before or after, you know, okay. But man, these parents, these families, these communities, there's nothing you can say. There's other than I'm so sorry, you know, and it's, the world has horrible, awful, terrible things happen. Yes, there's been flash floods before, 98, 87, 78, 35, and 21. There's nothing you can say. It's just a horrible situation. 520 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hurricane season is here. It's time to make sure your Generac generator is in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today to schedule maintenance of your generator. With 5 certified Generac technicians on staff, they will make sure your generator is ready when you need it.
Need a new unit or a replacement?
Remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you never spend a dime until your generator is on your property. White Sands Electric is a full-service electrical contractor. Call 850-433-6080 for all your electrical needs.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. 3 bold sandwiches and 1 happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar pulled pork sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
The Blue Angels are flying to Pensacola Beach this week, and on Friday and Saturday at 2 p.m., you can catch the live narration right here on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you all. Thank you.
That wasn't flying. That was falling with style.
Good morning, 523 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew, and welcome back. President Trump did sign the big, beautiful bill on Friday, drawing praise from GOP leaders. House Speaker Mike Johnson telling Fox News that the bill boosts the average American's take-home pay by about $13,000. Pope Leo.
Wait, what?
What?
The average American is going to make $13,000 more because of this bill?
Well, according to Mike Johnson.
How?
Are we going to get bonuses?
No,
I was like, let's go talk to somebody.
I mean, I know what's in the bill, generally. I haven't read the whole thing, but, you know.
Well, see, it was in the part you didn't read.
But seriously,
that's where the bonuses come from.
It avoided the undoing of the Trump tax cuts, okay, that'll benefit me
from
some.
All the tax-free tips we're going to get.
But I don't get tipped.
Yeah, I know. For some reason, radio just doesn't get tips.
And, you know, I don't get overtime, and I'm definitely not collecting Social Security. So I'm confused. And there are parts of the bill that are great, and there are parts of the bill that are, I mean, really horrendous. So I have $13,000 a person. Okay, sure. Anyway, go ahead. I was just curious if there was an analysis that went with that. So
I don't have it.
No. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, sir. Sorry to ask questions. I know it's early.
It is okay. It's that's what I love about you, is that you ask questions.
I can't stop myself.
Pope Leo is expressing his heartfelt condolences for the families affected by the devastating flooding in Texas. He spoke Sunday in St. Peter's Square, offering his prayers for those who lost children in the floodwaters there. And, of course, on that note, search and rescue operations today are continuing. So far, they're saying at least 80 people have died in that flooding. The toll includes, of course, the 28 children in Kerr County, I believe it is, where 10 girls and one counselor from Camp Mystic are still unaccounted for.
Yeah, and not to go back to talking about this more because it's just hard to process, but remember the news from yesterday was basically we've got 50 have died, and then we've got like this group of 20 that's missing. Best as I understand it, I mean, they believe they're all perished. So it's just they're looking for the other. They haven't found it, but the other half of them they have. So, David, thank you so much for the update. 525 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, it's Blues Week. You ready? Ready, John?
Oh, yeah.
Busiest week of the year for us. You know, it's funny. People are like, oh, you're on vacation now. Is that because you got, you know, Blues Week coming up, which is fun for you, right? I'm like, well, yeah.
Uh-huh. Right.
But, you know, sometimes fun involves a little bit of effort. Busiest week of the year.
A lot of coordination going on. Yeah.
Will you get to do that fun thing with Greg McWhorter on Saturday? Yeah. 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 And then I go home and pass out for like 16 hours. Because I don't know why. I don't know how the universe is designed. But the beach show, which, you know, we've had storms in the past. And there's nothing like that on the horizon this time. But it is always, what's the technical weather term? Hella hot. Beach show Saturday. And, of course, the traffic is projected to be light this year. Lots of parking spaces available as late as 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay.
No, that's completely false. That's
not going to happen.
I need to go
talk to somebody.
DeSantis signed the... What's a good alternative? I don't use the phrase big, beautiful bill because I feel like that's propaganda, and I don't like to use propaganda titles. Just the president's tax and spend bill. But, you know, we have the Florida small, ugly, big, beautiful, big, yeah, small, ugly bill. I don't know. Florida's budget, in which Governor DeSantis vetoed the bleep out of Alex Andrade's stuff. Did you see this?
No.
Oh, well, okay, so...
we've got to cover this one.
Not quite as bad, honestly, as I thought it was going to be. I figured that Alex was right, that, you know, his prediction, what he had told us is, oh, yeah, I expect everything that I put in that bill to get vetoed. And it turned out it wasn't everything that was in that bill that had Alex attached to it that got vetoed, but almost everything... And some of the things that have his name on them are things that are like Don Gates and then Alex is the House, you know, so those things were allowed to go through. But, oh, my God. Yeah. Political payback. Clearly. I mean, you know, nobody looks at this and thinks anything else, which I think is disgusting. You know, it's disgusting. You say, well, that's politics. Yeah, but is it good? I mean, is it good to veto projects and these are not like budget turkeys. These are not like things that were added out of the process in a weird way. These are all done the proper way. You know, $1.6 million for the to expand the University of West Florida's early childhood education and daycare for students, faculty, and staff. Do we have a daycare crisis in the country and in Florida and in Northwest Florida? It would have, you know, put some extra space, about 5,000 square feet dedicated to early childhood education. That got vetoed. So now we, it's not that we have less, it's that we failed to have more, right? So there's less child care than we would have had. Because Alex Andrade asked the right questions to the wrong people about the Hope Florida Foundation stuff. And by the way, the governor has still never given an adequate explanation for that. They just deny it exists. No problem. Whatever. It's all fine. It's a good program. Still never answered any of the real questions about this stuff. But because Alex asked these questions, and then because, you know, Michelle dared to ask some of these questions, and then she gets punished too, you know, and remember the whole thing where he came to Pensacola State and didn't allow their people in and did the whole, you know, press rally. I mean, sordid history if you go back over the last several months. And so the end result of that is, as Alex predicted, that a bunch of his projects got vetoed. $350,000 for ShotSpotter in Pensacola and Escambia County. I mean, not like we were using that to solve murders or nothing. You know, it's fine. It's fine. Whatever. $1 million for Carpenter's Creek and Bayou Tahar stream restoration. $850,000 for the taxiway at Whiting Aviation. Not like it's a crucial project for, you know, Whiting and Santa Rosa County. I mean, it's just, there's no good explanation other than this is what politics costs you in the world today.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Flash floods in Texas killing at least 82 people, many of them children.
Over the past few days, we've been here since Saturday morning, and the damage, the destruction, and the pain of this community is honestly just getting worse and worse. As of right now, throughout the entire state of Texas, at least 80 people have been confirmed dead. Here in Kerr County, 68 people, and of those, 28 were children.
Fox News' Payne Froney reporting from Kerrville. More rain in the forecast today.
We're not going to see the torrential rainfall that we saw over the weekend, but we still have flood alerts in these areas because it's not going to take much to add to the problems in this region.
Fox's senior meteorologist Janice Dean. President Trump says he plans to visit the flood-ravaged area Friday. Tonight, he welcomes the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. And right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 73 degrees in Pensacola this morning. Well, last week, Florida's Alligator Alcatraz opened its doors to federal immigration detainees. The Everglades facility started booking inmates last Wednesday following a tour by President Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis. Shortly after that, plans for a second facility at a National Guard base in northeast Florida were announced. And now there are some hints about a possible third facility, which could be in the Panhandle. The previous facility has been built at existing buildings with access to military airfields and airports. There's numerous options that could fit that bill here between Pensacola and Panama City. So far, though, there's no word on any potential sites or official plans. Fire officials looking at a possibly suspicious fire in Brat last week. A home was declared a total loss after a fire last Friday. Investigators say the house was vacant, but now they're looking into whether it may have been occupied by squatters before the fire. ECFR firefighters from Walnut Hill, McDavid, Molino, and Century Fire Stations responded. They were all aided by firefighters from Atmore. A Pensacola man facing a homicide charge after allegedly shooting and killing his own father over a broken TV on Saturday. The 27-year-old O'Neill Robert Matthew Thompson was arrested following the incident between Lakewood Road and Alba Plena Street Saturday. Investigators say the father and son were in a heated dispute when a third person attempted to intervene. During the altercation, Thompson reportedly pulled a gun and shot his father, who later died of his injuries. Thompson remains at the Escambia County Jail with no bond. Well, if you're scrolling through Netflix and you come across the show called All the Sharks, you might want to give it a click. It's actually got a Pensacola connection. The new Escambia County Public Safety Medical Director, Dr. Ben Abo, also worked as the medical director on that program. He was in charge of their risk assessment, risk management, and keeping everybody healthy and safe as they dove among the sharks. During filming, Abo traveled six countries, five continents, and logged over 45,000 miles. The program is a team diving competition to see who could capture the most footage of sharks. Well, Florida now sending help to Texas as they continue dealing with catastrophic flooding. Governor Ron DeSantis announcing yesterday he's directed the Florida Division of Emergency Management to deploy resources. The state is sending three Swiftwater rescue teams to assist with response and recovery. He says they're standing by to lend more help as requested. It is 5:35, News Radio 92.3. We've got clear skies right now, 73 degrees. In Pensacola, 77 reported in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton. Our next news is at 6 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. UPS has launched the largest network reconfiguration in the company's history. The shipping giant says it will offer voluntary buyouts to full-time drivers, part of an overhaul that includes cutting 20,000 jobs and closing 73 facilities. The union representing UPS workers calls the buyout a, quote, a legal violation of their bargaining agreement. Costco shoppers are being asked to check their purchases for recalls as the warehouse club flags nearly a dozen items. The recalled items range from power banks to window AC units. Shares of Tesla have tumbled 6% pre-market after chief executive Elon Musk announced plans to form a new political party. The billionaire's involvement in politics has been a point of contention for investors, worried it distracts Musk from leading the EV maker. Looking across the market, futures are lower as well following the holiday weekend. Wall Street's coming off a winning week that saw the S&P 500 and NASDAQ close at all-time highs. That's Your Money Now.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
When the power goes out, will your home be ready? With a whole house generator from DeFranco Gas, you'll keep the lights on, the fridge running, and your family comfortable, no matter what the weather brings. DeFranco Gas offers expert sales, installation, and service on top quality whole house generators. Save even more with the Pensacola Energy Gas Rebate. Don't wait for the next outage. Call DeFranco Gas today, your local generator expert and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Fuel your peace of mind and find them at DeFrancoGas.com.
As Florida's number one Invisalign and braces provider, Fishbein Orthodontics is proud to serve the community with 9 convenient locations along the Gulf Coast. And for the week of July 14th through the 18th, Fishbein Orthodontics is offering a flash sale just in time for back to school. $1,000 off braces or Invisalign. Start your smile journey today with a free consultation. Take advantage of the back to school flash sale July 14th through the 18th only. Visit fishortho.com. Your dream smile is closer than you think.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Reach out, touch faith.
Good morning, 5:38 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Some of the stories that I saw while I was gone over the week were just amazing. it's always the dumb criminal stories that catch me the most by surprise, because I guess maybe I just hang out with a different class of people. Because honestly, what I want to believe when I'm driving down the road, like, you know, I'm driving down Palafox and, you know, the two-lane part, okay, not the Highway 29 part, but the two-lane part, you know, where it's, you know, 45 miles an hour and all that's separating you from total death is a couple of little yellow lines on the road, right? you know, 90 miles an hour closure with you, or honestly in Pensacola, 110 miles an hour closure between you and the car across the road from you. The only thing separating you and your family from total horrible things is that the other person knows what they're doing and kind of cares. Right. Maybe you don't think about this. I think about this all the time. I think I'm, you know, this is the person who I would not entrust a ballpoint pen to for safekeeping in the Walmart, but my life is in their hands because we're, you know, and generally speaking, this system works, right? Generally speaking, most of the time you get up, you drive around, you get home safely. Okay. But every once in a while, things happen that sort of challenge your faith in the system. NorthEscambia.com. Cantonment man was arrested on a felony charge after allegedly stealing a trailer from a business on West 9 Mile Road. Okay, so far so bad. The things people steal, it's amazing. And the deputies say he was linked to the crime by his texts. This man, 45 years young. I mean, he's a youngster to me, I guess. You know, when I was in high school, he would have been in, you know, third grade. So this kid... 45-year-old kid, charged with grand theft, later released from the jail, $5,000 bond. The owner of Sheds Plus reports a blackout edition, 7x16 enclosed rock-sold trailer valued at $10,000. And again, the things people steal. And I don't know how you, I mean, how do you secure, like, the tractors of the John Deere, you know, like, that kind of stuff. It's crazy. Remember, we talked with, I think, Bob Johnson about this. There was a rash of him for a while. Anyway, caught on surveillance video, of course, pulled away, silver and gold half cab, Chevy Silverado. This person manages to acquire enough money in his life to get a Chevy Silverado somehow.
Somehow.
Okay. Cell phone, which this person's cell phone had been seized during a separate Escambia County Sheriff's Office narcotic search warrant. So unrelated to the trailer theft, they got his phone for drugs. On the day of the trailer theft, Wilson, Joseph Shane Wilson is the guy's name, allegedly. I mean, that's his name. Everything else is allegedly. Sent a text stating, "I got this thing and I'm taking it to Wheezy's shop." First of all, that just makes me laugh. You know, there's Wheezy and Shifty and Lefty and Blade. You know? All the guys go hang out at the bar, or worse. Anyway, we're meeting down at the tire by the river for, you know, for drinks, hopefully, later. Anyway, I got this thing, and I'm taking it to Wheezy's shop. So far, it's not the most entertaining, but they had a picture of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going to steal something, then you obviously got to take a picture of it, for sure, to send your friends.
Right.
You know, look what I got. Ha! And then he texts, this is my favorite part. This is the part where you're like, these are the people that you're passing at 90 miles an hour closure on 45 mile an hour roads locally. It's going to be really embarrassing if I go to jail because I went and stole a $10,000 trailer because I was worried about lot rent and your car payment and power bill. By the way, I'm not adding any punctuation to this. I'm just reading it as it came. It's going to be really embarrassing if I go to jail because I went and stole a $10,000 trailer because I was worried about lot rent. That's mobile homes if you're not familiar. And your car payment and power bill because you got paid and didn't pay a dime on any bills and you are broke. And then I go and blow $500 at casino this morning. And then you want to try and act like your little motel job is more important than anything I might need to do or want to do. It takes you several months to make what I have in the last 2 weeks. Period.
Oh, there's the period. Period.
And I think, fellow citizens, but for potentially a felony charge, eligible to vote. You know, democracy entitles this guy and me to both go into the voting booth and select our preference for county commissioner. Or state representative. I mean, Cantonment, he's in my district, I guess, you know. Uh-oh. Michelle Salzman is our state representative. I hate to bring her name into all this. It's not really nice. And I just, you don't even know how much your little motel job is more important than anything I need. Your motel job doesn't even pay what stealing trailers pays these days.
Exactly.
So, I mean, this is going to be rude, but I'm going to say it anyway because I'm in this mood today. You know, I go on vacation. I always come back a little salty because I haven't had I haven't vented at all. You know, there's no therapy for me in the mornings when I'm on vacation. And
you kept it all pinned up inside.
That's right. It's all pent up waiting to come out. So you get the best stuff. The average intelligence quotient for the human, that's IQ, is 100. That means half of the people are below 100. And sometimes you know when you're talking, and sometimes you don't know when you're talking to somebody. But if I got a text like this, when I'm on my way to Wheezy's shop,
Lefty and Poncho, you know,
Poncho and Blader all coming later. Yeah, okay. Enough about that. I just, you know, I want to believe when I'm driving around and just in life, you know, I'm in line at the fast food restaurant. I'm shopping at Walmart. I'm, you know, I want to believe, my naive Andrew McKay brain wants to believe that all the people around me are competent, virtuous, intelligent, decent human beings.
That's a good one.
And honestly, most of them are. I mean, most of them are. But there's a number, some non-zero number, somewhere between zero and, well, not half, who, but for the circumstances of the day, might be this guy. You know, so anyway, 437-1620. Are we having fun yet? I don't know. Governor DeSantis also vetoed. Did you see? Because it's in veto season, right? Like all of the bills that get vetoed. Michelle Salzman had run. Remember, the reason that he was angry at her was because she sponsored this higher education bill. Remember the one that said, because of the shenanigans at UWF and all of the crazy appointments that you made, they're now running the show. And I say this every time, it may turn out to be great, and Manny Diaz may turn out to be great. I actually have more hope for him than for some of the board members because I have seen them in action, and I don't have super high hopes. Some I'm okay with, some I'm not. Anyway, but people who have no connection to, you know, UWF, they are not from here, they don't live here, they've never attended school here. Many of them had not even visited the campus when they were appointed as members of the Board of Trustees, which is, I mean, it's insane. Unless what you're conducting is a hostile intellectual, you know, ideological takeover, which is what he did. Governor DeSantis did this. Okay, so he was angry at Michelle Salzman because she, in response, filed a bill that said, you know, trustees of an educational institution in the state system should not be able to be trustees unless they either at least live in Florida or graduated from that school. That was part of her bill. Well, that bill died along the way. But a version of that bill did go through and went to his desk to be signed. And what do you think he did with that bill, John? Well, he vetoed it.
Right.
He vetoed. This is not out of that bill because HB 1445, which was not by Michelle, this is a different bill. It would have required members of the Board of Governors. This is Board of Governors, not trustees, but still it's a similar concept. Even the Board of Governors to be Florida residents or have graduated from a state university. How dare you?
I know, right?
It seems very basic to me. I mean, well, why should they have to have gone to, why couldn't they have gone to, you know, Clemson? Why couldn't they have gone to LSU? Or be residents of the state is the or, right? I mean, that's fine, right? And it would also have required trustees to be Florida residents or graduates of the university they oversee. Oh, I mean, it's a very minimal qualification. I mean, live in Florida is a very minimal qualification. Personally, I don't know how you can be a Board of Trustees member for any university and not live in at least the state, let alone the area. So he vetoed that. Explanation? I mean, screw you. That's basically the explanation. Yeah. I mean, why should I care what you think? And somebody, I got asked a question by a friend about this. Is Andrew, isn't this, aren't you being kind of a NIMBY about this? You know, you care about it because it's UWF and it's in your backyard, but what about what it was done at New College? What about what gets done at Florida or Florida State? Well, I mean, I'm the most knowledgeable about this one. And if I knew enough about UCF or USF or one of the other ones, you know, I mean, it wouldn't be equally compelling because, you know, half of our audience didn't graduate from those schools. A third, I don't know what you would estimate out of our audience graduated, you know, UWF, but it's a lot, right? It's a really high number. So I care about it because it's here, and this is where I have my radio show, and because it's so outrageous. So, you know, well, Andrew, you know, this is, maybe it's going to be really good. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. And look, if in 3 years, because you can't judge next year, but if in 3 years our metrics come out and UWF is now like the top in the state instead of only being third tied with FSU, hey, I'll be the first one to celebrate that. And you know what? I'll promise you this. I will even go on the air and said the way, and I'll say what I say now. The way it was done was terrible. But the results were good. Processes matter, outcomes matter both. In ethics, you think about how you do it and the end result of what you do. Consequences and, oh my God, I'm going to use big words on a Monday morning. You ready,
oh,
John?
No, no. Okay.
Two is basically, there's actually four, but okay, so for now, two systems of ethics. One is called deontology. Deontology is the idea that the act is right or wrong because of something about the act itself. It follows a rule. It fits within a category. Okay, it's the means. It's the how. Okay, and then consequentialism is something's right or wrong because of what result turns out. Ends and means, you might have sometimes said, or, you know, the ends don't matter. The ends justify the means. The ends do not justify the means. That's false. Okay, I've wandered well astray. Let's take a break. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, this is JP with Buggy Works, inviting you to come see us at our brand new facility in the heart of Car City. Buggy Works is the premier golf cart and LSV supercenter and is the authorized sales and service dealership for Denago, Star EV, Yamaha, and EasyGo franchises. We have the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles and rentals. So stop by Buggy Works at 5831 Pensacola Boulevard or visit us online at buggyworks.com. That's BUGGYWORX.com, buggyworks.com.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Hi, I'm Meg, inviting you to tune in today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest. They will be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program, as well as an offer of 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Captain Eric here with Gulf Coast Air Tours. Just because the Blue Angels only fly for one day doesn't mean the magic of flight is gone until next time. Keep the magic alive by taking a flight with Gulf Coast Air Tours, Pensacola's only authorized air tour operation, and see the beach the way the Blue Angels do. Why not grab the kids for a personal 30-minute shark patrol or keep another kind of magic alive and pull that someone special close and sip champagne during a romantic sunset tour? Check out GulfCoastAirTours.com and schedule your flight today. That's GulfCoastAirTours.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And now, Pigs in Space!
I did get a text in 437-1620. You can always text me. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Text in says, you should really look into the veto of the Veteran Treatments Court, the diversion program for Santa Rosa County. No, I saw. I mean, yeah, another Alex Andrade, you know, punishment veto by the governor. It's disgusting. Anyway, yeah, this is such a great program and such a small amount of funding. $130,000 is a millionth of the state budget. A millionth of the state.
Wait, do that one more time.
I'm not going to do it again.
Okay.
That did enough. It's a teeny tiny amount of money. And that got vetoed. For what reason? For what reason? You're helping veterans who have fallen afoul of the law, and you're trying to make sure that they get back on track. And, you know, $130,000 divided by 25 vets is, you know, what, $6,000 a piece, I think, if I do that math right, something like that. It's just, it's terrible. Anyway, all right, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning, Andrew. Search and recovery operations continuing today in Texas. So far, at least 80 people are dead and dozens still missing after the devastating flooding.
We continue 24/7 operations to search for anybody who was affected by that deadly storm.
That's Texas Governor Greg Abbott. 11 girls from a summer camp on the banks of the Guadalupe River remain missing, and there's more heavy rain forecast in that area today. President Trump says Elon Musk's announcement that he's starting a third party is ridiculous. Trump on Sunday said that it's always been a two-party system. Musk, of course, announcing that the America Party on America. X.
So, no. This is really smart because if you consider yourself an American,
America,
then you would join the America Party. You'd have the, if you're a Republican, you join the Republican Party, Democrat Party. If you're an American, you join the American Party. I mean, it's really natural. Yeah. Well, don't you consider yourself an American, David?
I do. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, then what's the problem? You should join the America Party. It's right there in the name.
There's no problem. America.
America.
I'm with John on this one. America. one more story. Florida man recovering after a shark bite in New Smyrna Beach on Sunday. Volusia County says the man was taken to the hospital. He had non-life-threatening injuries, and good news, he is expected to be okay.
Very good. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. You know, it would have been a little more entertaining if he had named it the Murka Party.
Murka.
With an apostrophe, M-U-R-I-C-A, or just M-U-R-C-A, Murka.
Murka.
Murka. That would have been cool. Yeah, I think more people would have. So, okay, when you first see this, what you naturally think is, has Elon Musk had a stroke? You know what? That's your first reaction is, what in the South Africa is he thinking, right? I mean, that just doesn't seem.
What in the South Africa?
Well, he's from South Africa.
Oh, that was like.
He's the white South African. He's the minority. He's a minority from South Africa, right? No, you didn't. Yeah, I mean, anyway.
Anyway.
So, okay. What in the world? And you think, like, who's going to join this party? It's okay. So, consider your possibilities. Maybe it's Republicans who support Trump. Well, not so much because you went against that. Republicans who don't like Trump, or at least are, you know, side eye Trump, arms distance Trump. It's me. Okay, somebody who he drives me crazy. I think he does a lot of good things and a lot of terrible things. And when he's talking, I don't want to listen because it usually drives me crazy. Okay, people like me? Well, no, because what's your track record? I mean, in some of the big companies, somewhat good, but what did you do when you got to D.C.? Did you manage to find, what was the number originally? $2 trillion? What was the number they were, it was an insane number that he thought he was going to cut. And in the end, what did you really cut with Doge? I mean, I think Doge was a failure. I think. Okay, so he didn't succeed at government, and he has had some fairly good success at some other things, but he's not drawn Republicans that I can tell. Independents, are independents the ones who look at him and think, I need a guy who randomly talks about sort of vaguely racist things and holds out his right hands at the most awkward moment, like that's our guy? Are independents captivated by Elon Musk? I don't think so. And I give him the benefit of the doubt that those were all inadvertent hand salutes. I do. I give him the benefit of the doubt. Okay. But, you know, weird guy. Maybe it's Democrats. Maybe he's going to pull disenchanted, the ones who are firebombing your cars. Like, who's the target demo for this new party? That's my first reaction. And then I heard his explanation. You know what his explanation is, John? He's not trying to win the presidency with this thing. He's targeting a limited number, I'm guessing 5 to 10 House seats, to try to put in real Americans as opposed to Democrats or Republicans, really? Right? You know, America. because with the teeny tiny squeaky thin margin of power that the Republicans have, or that potentially in a midterm the Democrats might have, the idea being that it's so close that a 5 to 10 person voting bloc would be in control, would be the swing power on the legislature. Now, that's not a terrible idea. I mean, it might be hopeless. I don't imagine he's going to win at this, but that's the theory. And, I mean, you know, there's dumber things to spend a couple billion dollars on. Twitter. So, you know, I'm not saying it's impossible. I just, at first glance, it looks utterly ridiculous. Something that Michelle Salzman might have said, what the Florida about? But instead, I see what he's trying to do. And like with many things, you know, time will tell whether it was idiotic or, you know, actually pretty sharp.